Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome live from crispy Chicago. It is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. Brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, UK Health Radio, and Populate, electronic medical records. We've got a great doubleheader, Christine Blanchet. She's a British Columbia TV host of the popular 10th anniversary celebrating Run With It. She's returning. Then Kerry Lewis, she's a grief recovery and support expert, will be joining me. Then the sports doctor's in with some Dr. Bob wisdom, your emails. Christine, welcome back to the sports doctor.
Thanks for having me.
Give us some background, Christine, on your illustrious career as a competitive runner once upon a time and now involved as a host on these various shows in British Columbia.
Yes. No, I'm really happy to be here, and my shows of, Run With It, as you are a regular guest every month, that's running Fitness and Health or Fitness Entertainment, and it's live streaming and it's on cable. And it's about, as I said, running and having nutritionists on the show. And the other show is The Closing Act. It's music and entertainment.
Yeah. Now, of course, The Closing Act, music and entertainment, they're all staying in shape and trying to be fit also, right? So you can give them a little bit of advice from one show to another. What's your background, Christine, as a runner? That I know you were a competitive runner for years and you kind of started it on a whim.
Yeah, I mean, I started running, well, officially 1999, but I started running like, going for my first run kind of thing in 1998. But I ran marathons. I ran the Boston Marathon, and I really enjoyed the experience. I've also ran an ultra marathon. So I've been in the running scene for a while now, but I don't compete like I used to. I do 10Ks now, 8Ks, 5Ks, and I still love running, and it's really good, many benefits to running, so I'm still doing it.
Yes, and it's interesting, we've talked about so much, and I know that you feature lots of medical information on Run With It. It's got to be 5 years in running, maybe, that we've had our monthly The Sports Doctor's In segment with you guys, again, where we talk about all aspects of preventing problems, what's important with running shoes, what are some of the keys to staying injury-free, et cetera. And what were some of the things that really spurred you on regarding getting involved competitively? I think you said as a younger gal, you really weren't that much into athletics.
No, I was always picked last. Maybe it's because of my short stature, but I was always picked last in basketball and volleyball. But I loved sports. But then running found me, and I thought, as our friend saying, "Oh, maybe we'll go for, a run." And I didn't even like running at the beginning, but then I started soon to love it. And I used to run track, and my brother actually kind of forced me to run for points, so that was quite interesting. But then I stopped running and I came back, and it's been a wonderful journey.
It's interesting, the mental side, it's hard to be aggravated when you're active, especially when you're active in some sort of a fitness activity. And, the mental side of running has always been such a big deal. The Chicago Marathon was like a couple of days ago, 50,000 individuals from all over the world came to Chicago. As a matter of fact, the woman, her name escapes me, she set the world record here in Chicago. So, you know, the whole marathon experience is really something. Now, in order to run Boston, you've got to have a qualifying time, true?
Yes, yes, in each age category. And, yeah, so but I didn't even know I qualified for Boston when I ran my first marathon in 1999. And I didn't run Boston, well, actually 2005. That's a while ago. But I thought, what a great experience. And everyone there had to qualify.
Yes, it's definitely a time that's an elite, race, to say the least. What's been some of the participation, doctor participation, Christine, that you've included over the years on Run With It?
Active participation? Dr.
Yeah, well, you maybe discussed some different topics and you had some different guests, whether it was in the world of nutrition or, primary care or...
Yes, yes. I've had, Doctor's Corner to talk about... injury prevention. Like I have you on the show to talk about orthotics, nutritionists, and I'm also learning a lot too, because when I have experts on the show, I am giving the information, but I'm also learning too along the way.
Well, that's the idea again in many instances. I know you still do your 40, 50 miles a week, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm still doing it. And I also incorporate cross training, which I think is really important, like walking. I mean, a power walk. I do stretching. I do some weight training. And I think...
that was a tough sell over the years, Christine. When we had dealing with runners going back decades as a sports podiatrist, if there was one thing that runners over the years, especially years ago, did not want to do, it was to do anything besides running. It was more is better. And cross training was a tough sell. I always felt that the triathlons might have been born by injured runners who were looking to maybe do something else, swimming, riding a bike, where we would have them doing something that wasn't necessarily pounding. But that's one of the things we've talked about a lot when we participate on the Sports Doctors Inn. On Run With It, which is the importance of strength training and the importance of cross training so that we could do something to prevent all those injuries. What's the best site that people could find out about the show, Christine?
Oh, yes. Go to my website, which is runwithit.ca, or you can Google my name and you'll find me. You can find my Instagram handle, my social media handles, rather. But going to my website is the best, I think.
Now, I understand, I'm raising a glass to you. I understand you just celebrated your 10th anniversary with Run With It.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Bob. Yes, it's been exciting. Yes, it's 10 years of having the show since... 2013 is a little over 10 years, actually, but it takes a team. It takes a team to have a show, and I thank all my guests, I thank all my partnerships, and the team who's helped me, because I wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for the support.
It's interesting, when you're talking about your other show, The Closing Act, and the fact that you've had, as well as Run With It, where you've had different celebrities, other kinds of individuals, actors, et cetera, and how the theme of health and fitness runs through all of it, where you have individuals, regardless, especially in this day and age, taking advantage of whatever information they can get in order to be able to stay in good enough shape, especially in the world of celebrities. Have you found that out to be the case?
Yeah, it's sort of a crossover. But with The Closing Act, it's music and entertainment comedians, actors who talk about their craft or their, specialty, where the Run With It is fitness entertainment. So if we have an actor on the show, he can talk about the film or the film he's in, and they can talk about his fitness. it's really interesting. So sometimes I have to figure out, well, where it's best suited the guest, but usually it's when you start doing the question or the pre-prep, you find out quickly where they should be or where the guest should be best suited on the show.
You're also involved in, you know, the closing act. You're involved in, obviously, so many posts with you. The world of fashion, again, when you're talking about the entertainment industry, the celebrity industry, fashion's a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, fitness, fashion, and I love the red carpet. I love the red carpet interviews. I love, runners who, I invest in running gear, and the running gear is really cool. You know, it's all trendy. It's all fitness fashion, as I said. And it's really interesting, you know, following the trends and technology too, right? The technology involved in running, you know, with our smartwatches as opposed to, just the a watch.
Yes. Well, the apparel is a big deal. That's why I sent you my latest editorial article at Lower Extremity Review, which was Socks Matter, the importance of socks. You know, we've talked so often also on Run With It regarding, you know, is your son and daughter, are you in the best shoe for your foot type? You know, where we really made a big deal out of the educating the audience regarding, again, things like, you know, what is the best shoe? What about the comfortable apparel? Again, you know, what about sports drinks? All of these things, supplements, and the situation, again, of paying big attention to the two things, or two of the most important things that runners care about, which is, number one, can I stay out of trouble? Can I not? You know, 50% of runners have involved themselves with some type of running-related injury, at least. And much of it is repetitive. So this is why we want to add that education to the show, so we could not only have people stay out of trouble, but if they want to be a step or two quicker, we've got some advice for them also. Right, Christine?
It's true.
Got to strengthen those feet and ankles, young lady.
That's important.
And again, you know, when you talk about the cross-training, you know, the idea of strengthening the body to hold up, you know, every step we take, we generate about 50% of our weight. It goes up our feet, ankles, knees, hips, and through our back structure. You start running, you're doubling and tripling these types of stresses to the body, and there's so much sameness to running, landing the same way, same position, one foot after the other. So again, the importance of the cross training, where we're strengthening all these areas, becomes very, very important, especially when we start to see the kind of distances. How many marathons have you run?
Eight.
And what was the distance in ultramarathon that you jumped into, Christine?
Oh, a 50K.
Wow, man! How many miles is 50K? Let's see. I don't have my slide rule here.
It's about, well, a marathon is 26 miles, so you add the difference. So it's not like 100K, it's not like, but it is training. I've only competed in one, and I'm glad I did, but I'll stick to what I'm doing now. You know, the smaller distances, well, not really small, but 10Ks and 8Ks. As you know, as I said earlier, but marathoning is something that I enjoyed, and maybe one day, maybe, we'll see.
Now, we also stress a lot on Run With It the importance of rest and recovery. This is a topic we talk a lot about, where we don't want runners living on over-the-counter pain medicine. Pain medicine is a nightmare that we've all dealt with in so many different sports and sports medicine. But and runners have always been very guilty of this, which is it's tough to get people to back off. I use the term intelligent rest all the time, which is, again, you know, if you're dealing with problems with your feet and legs or your ankles, your knees, then and you're a runner, then it's a good idea to maybe be a walker for a couple of weeks and back off and get an evaluation if necessary, so that we don't end up turning a short-term problem into injuries that last for months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I do think just following a proper program and intelligent rest, as you say, would say, or you've said on the show already, and just really, it's all about you and your journey. And I think having a realistic goal, or one small goal, one bigger goal, and to do it properly and not to overtrain, not to catch up and say, well, I didn't run this week, I better run more, or that you run, you kind of mix up with cross training. And I think that is the key to keep injuries safe, to keep, yes, and intelligent rest.
Yes, people. How many days a week do you run?
I run 5 days a week, but in between that, I'll power walk, and I'll stretch, and I'll do some weight training. But I run, you know, I run fair. I run in the trails. I run on pavement.
1 minute.
And I just love it.
Yeah, well, that's why, again, that you're celebrating your 10th anniversary. I knew the time would fly by with you. Christine, again, what's the best site people could they go with to find out about your shows?
Yeah, please go to my website, runwithit.ca.
Runwithit.ca. Christine Blanchet, again, happy anniversary. It's my pleasure being involved on the show with you, and we'll catch you soon with the Sports Doctor.
Thank
and hold
you.
On, Christine. It's the Sports Doctor, everybody. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. I want to welcome Kerry Lewis. Kerry is a grief recovery and support expert. Kerry, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you, Dr. Bob. I appreciate it.
Kerry, give us some background on these topics. Again, I think we've all experienced these problems, whether it's in or out of sports, you know, whether it's the divorced parents or other kinds of situations in the world of grief and grief counseling. So give us some background on yourself.
All right. Well, I started with, I went down this path of grief practitioner when my husband died, or after he died. He died 7.5 years ago very suddenly and unexpectedly. And of course, there was a long period of healing and kind of getting back on my feet. And through that process, a little spark ignited in me, and I thought, you know, I would really like to do this for other people because it helped. The counseling helped me so much. So that's how I got started with this whole thing. I took, got certified and did what I needed to do. And of course, life experience has been a great help for that. And I really enjoy working with people because through the grief process, the grief can be anything. And through that process, you need support. You need somebody to talk to, someone that can help you with different exercises and things to help you relieve some of the anxiety and the stress and the fear that occurs when you have lost someone. So that's kind of how I got started, and I've been doing that ever since. And I absolutely love what I do.
You know, it's interesting. Again, we've all experienced this in our families and in one regard or another, whether it is, again, a death in the family, something like that, like you experienced. Or again, like you mentioned, other kinds of areas that might be really of concern. I've had experts on the show talking with divorced parents and their youngsters, yes, regarding the problems that they might be involved with on a team, not on a team, and teammates, whatever. I've had individuals who specialized with therapy pets and therapy dogs at some of the teams with Notre Dame. They bring in some of those therapy dogs to turn down some of the stress in many different areas. And I guess the stress side is a big deal in all of this, isn't it?
It is. It absolutely is. Stress affects us, our minds, and it affects our bodies as well. And it affects every aspect of our life. So when you're going through grief, and as I mentioned, it can be divorce, job loss. I really got active in this during the COVID period. So I dealt a lot with people who had lost their businesses, lost their jobs, their, whole way of life had changed. And, it's the stress and the anxiety that goes along with that is incredible, and it affects everything. So if you're feeling a tremendous amount of stress and you can't sleep and you can't eat or you don't want to go out and see people or do anything, it prolongs the recovery process.
Well, what's interesting, Carrie, is that experts I have on from all over the world, one of the biggest topics, of course, is mental health.
Yes.
Just mental health awareness a month ago. You had athletes like Simone Biles and Michael Phelps, superstars, gold medal winners, talking about their own, mental challenges. How do you fit in the world of psychology or psychiatry, counseling, social worker? Where do you fit in?
I am a counselor or practitioner. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a psychologist, nor am I a psychiatrist. My experience comes from just what I explained earlier, that I've experienced my own losses through life. At this stage in life, I've gone through many things. I've been through a divorce. I lost both of my parents. I lost an ex-husband, in fact, and then I lost my husband, like I said, 7 years ago. And so that's where a lot of my experience comes from. It's just going through it myself.
It's interesting. A friend of ours, a good big friend of Sports Doctor Show, he was on a couple of weeks ago numerous times with me, Rick Bava, and his senior magazine. And again, talking about, again, some of these concerns, again, in seniors, parents, grandparents, Sandra's generation individuals. It becomes such a challenge many times. And
yes,
I guess, themes we talk about all the time on the Sports Doctor, which is number one, awareness about what we're dealing with, and number two, education, and then sometimes positive action. I would imagine that the senior population has been really, really open to some of this type of counseling, wouldn't you say?
I would say so. And with seniors,
we need it badly.
we definitely do.
Yes.
And not only, are they experiencing losses of maybe spouses or friends or so forth, but also just going through the aging process, losing their, some of their physical abilities or maybe their mental abilities. You know, they go through job losses, especially if they're retiring and things like that. These are major life changes for them and for us.
That's a retirement one is a big deal, isn't it? Which is, you know, what am I going to do with myself? I remember we would talk on the sports doctor many times about retired great athletes in so right. many different areas. And what am I going to do with myself? I have no personality mm-hmm. anymore. These kinds of challenges would be so prevalent. Is there a website or information area they could find out about you and your work, Carrie?
Yes, it's secondactmastery.com. And they can find out some. Beg your pardon?
I said it's a great title. I like that.
Oh, thank you. Well, actually, I came across that because, again, in this second half of life, we have opportunities for our second act, if you will. And that's kind of where that name came from because, you know, it's a second chance. It's a second part of your life. And that's how I came up with that name.
You know, again, all of these areas I include in the topics that I call the mental game. On the
yes.
sports doctor, whether we're talking to the best athletes in the world, parents of athletes, coaches, teammates, the mental game is gigantic. And
yes.
part of mental health, of course, has to do, you know, what I talk about all the time, which is the new medicine, which is number one, eat smarter, number two, keep moving, and number three, reduce stress. How important do you mix in areas of whether it's nutrition or exercise, being active, how important is that in this whole mental side of things that you deal with, Carrie?
I believe it's vital. Starting with, you know, just your own mental health, finding something to do that you enjoy doing. It doesn't matter what it is. Secondly is the nutrition. I was explaining to somebody, in fact, just this morning, that with my own mother, when she came to live with me before she passed, she was in terrible health, and I changed her diet around, got her off of oxygen, 24/7 oxygen, got her off of her insulin shots twice a day. She lost 40 pounds. So I witnessed firsthand how critically important that is.
You're hired, Carrie. those kinds of results.
It really makes a difference. And, of course, you know, reducing your stress, because when your stress is high, again, you have all this anxiety, you have fear. And you're very likely not sleeping well, you're not resting well, you're not doing the things you need to do to keep yourself
healthy.
Carrie,
you know, the whole world of social media, like you mentioned, the pandemic, which multiplied times 100, all of these
yes.
mental challenges that all of us have been dealing with, and the fact that, again, you know, the world of social media in so many ways, which is, I think, why so many of our teenagers and youngsters are in crisis in one regard or another. But also then again, the seniors, you know, we're interested in what's going on in their particular realms. And that's something that I guess is why you got yourself involved with Rick and the whole senior world.
That's exactly right. And there's definitely a need there. I think one of the challenges with seniors in particular is because of the generational gap, they are not accustomed to speaking with others about their issues. They kind of they keep it inside, and that I can tell you, I think that is one of the most important things for anyone to do, is to get support from someone that they trust. They need to be careful about who they get their advice from, because there's an awful lot of bad advice out there, but they need to talk to someone. And, you know, just talking with somebody to release that you know, that pent-up emotion that they're feeling. And it's vital. I believe it's one of the most important things that anyone
politics.
Can do. That's without politics.
That's without politics.
In fact, my advice would be to stay away from politics.
Right, really. You know, that's the absolute insanity in one
yes.
regard or another. But it's an amazing challenge, again, when we're talking about trying to deal with some of these different situations, whether, again, it's the parents or the coaches. And when we've had interaction between that youngster who might be playing in one sport or another, and they're on a traveling team, and it's so expensive, and everybody's going nuts with these schedules,
Yes.
And it's one of the reasons I co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, was the epidemic in capital letters of youth sports overuse injuries, this pressure to play hurt, to play to win, all of these kinds of pressures. And I guess social media has multiplied that by who knows how much.
I agree with that. I absolutely do. It's a shame, you know, because it keeps people from being active. It keeps them involved in things. It leads you down a rabbit hole, and it's just not a healthy habit if you can possibly
Do you find in your experience that medicine, again, whether it's psychology, psychiatry, mental health, that there's enough attention being paid to these things, or do you find that it's still got a long way to go? You know, there's that stigma, the famous word, of mental health that still is a crosswind, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and there is still a stigma that exists on that. And you know, I try to express to others that if you would just give it a try, you may walk into a counseling session or a conversation with someone like me and feel like, oh, it's not going to do me any good. And you might be surprised to find out that it actually will do you a world of good. And it's just so important. I know that when I was going through my own grief journey from my husband, that was one of the things that my daughter allowed me to do, is just talk. I would just talk about him. And she didn't give me advice. She didn't tell me I was being silly. She didn't do any of those things. And that's really important, because that really is the best support one can get.
And you would think that the pediatric community or the general practitioner community, and it seems all the doctors that I have on in so many different specialties and areas, again, have included big time the mental game side. Whether it's somebody trying to stick with their diet, or they're trying to stick with their exercise program, or again, they're dealing with some sort of grief challenging, etc. I'm going to talk more about that. We're talking with Kerry Lewis, the whole world of grief recovery and support. It's the Sports Doctor. We'll be right back, everybody.
The station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world, and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Live from Chicago with the Sports Doctor. We're continuing our conversation in the world of grief recovery and support with Kerry Lewis, who is a grief counselor. Kerry, we were talking right before the break again about how these areas involve all of us. And I had mentioned briefly right before we split about that I had some experts on
you know, where we had therapy dogs and the therapy pets, and they were including some of this world, even in the world of sports, like the Notre Dame sports teams, they were bringing in therapy pets in order to take some of the stress off, reduce some of the pressure as they're, you know, having fun petting dogs and cats, et cetera. But what are some of your thoughts in some of the different weapons that you see areas that people should pay attention to being included when they're dealing with any of these challenges?
Well, you just mentioned the pets. That's a wonderful thing because a pet, they are just, they can bring incredible comfort. They don't judge you. They don't do anything like that. So it's wonderful. The other thing that I find, and I found this worked well for me, and it works well for a lot of my clients, is meditation. And even if they only have 10 minutes a day to do a brief meditation when they first wake up in the morning or perhaps before they go to sleep at night, whatever it might be, this is a really effective tool to help relieve stress and therefore anxiety and the fear that goes with that. So that's one thing.
It's a big deal. Yes, I'm a big fan of meditation, have been for a million years. And again, the idea that it doesn't take a lot of time to pay attention to some quiet time. There are many, many different ways for meditation. But the idea that it's important as a tool to include something, whether it's visualization, whether it's relaxation, deep breathing, you know, mind-body. Okay. You know, when I used to talk on the sports doctor decades ago about mind-body and holistic medicine, American medicine didn't know how to spell those words.
Well, they were considered kind of a funny thing. It's like a voodoo thing or something.
It's a voodoo. Now these factors, again, reducing stress, meditation, for the highest performance of athletics and sports is something very, very important. Idea that people could look to add that to their repertoire, what else might they pay attention to? Maybe being
outside.
Active, a little bit more active?
Get outside. If especially for the elderly, if they have physical limitations where they can't do a whole lot, just get out in your yard or get out in the local park or walk up and down your street or something. But get out in nature. I think that's extremely important as well. And if you are so inclined, take your shoes off and put them in the grass. Put them on the ground. It feels good, and it actually helps to calm your center. It helps to relax you.
You know, I'm picturing in my mind the movie, Pretty Woman with Richard Gere, where she's got him walking on the grass with his shoes off, as you mentioned.
Oh. Yes, you're right. I had forgotten about that scene. But, yes, it's a wonderful thing just to, like I said, just get your feet on the ground without any shoes on, without any socks on, not on carpet, but on the grass or on the dirt or whatever it is that you can. But get outside every day if you can. When the weather doesn't permit, then, you know, it makes it a little harder. But you can still, most places in the country, I know it snows a lot here, but you can still get outside.
Where are you, Carrie?
I'm in southern Utah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it definitely does snow out there.
definitely does. We have long winters here.
You know, the activity side, again, you know, besides getting outside, but the idea, again, of that reducing stress, the mental side, including something like meditation, something like yoga in some way, shape, or form. But the idea of the fitness side of things, you know, for people to include activity and or exercise, whatever it happens to be, you stress that also, don't you?
Yes, I do. I think it's very important. It's important for all of us, even if you're not experiencing grief, but especially when you're experiencing grief. Just get up and do something. Move your body around every day. And walking, of course, is a good exercise. And most people can do that. And I encourage them to do it because it's important. If you happen to live in a place like I do where it's mountainous, we have hikes, we have big mountains and medium mountains and little ones. And, you know, depending on what your abilities are, you can get out and take a little hike. Just do something like that every single day. get out of bed every day.
Yes, I think one of the big points that you make again is that, you know, the grief doesn't necessarily at all only mean losing somebody in your life. It could have all of these other connotations that you mentioned early on in our discussion here. Again, whether it was the pandemic with people losing their jobs or their world turned upside down or some of these other dramatic changes that might be happening. These, again, mental challenges are a whole different area. I think that that might surprise a lot of people that, you know, grief isn't just losing somebody to a death in the family.
Not at all. Well, and, you know, we're coming, as you know, we're coming up to a major election here in a few weeks. And there's going to be half of the population that's going to be very unhappy about the outcome, whatever their whatever side of the fence they're on. And so that's also another area that, you know, people suffer, and they suffer big for that. So, you know, it's, again, it's just, I think that there's grief cover. Grief is grief. It can cover almost any kind of loss, even the loss of a dream. You know, I know when I was young, you know, and I think most of us are like this, we have these dreams. And if they don't manifest for whatever reason, we can suffer from that. We feel grief that that didn't happen. It's a loss to us. So loss covers
your
many, many things.
Yeah, you mentioned that site. You mentioned you have people could access maybe to a free book or ebook or so. What was that website with you and your work?
It's Second Act Mastery. And the book, it's a free book that I give away that I wrote. And it's called Finding Peace in the Midst of Grief.
Yes, again, as the important tools, again, for the education of individuals who are dealing with so many different areas of their life that might be involved with this. Again, where I've had some various experts on, you know, 50% of households is a single family in some way, shape, or form. The whole world of divorce and how it's thrown so many of these kids and families into chaos, often serious chaos. Then that was another whole area that I know that you had mentioned mm-hmm. you know, people could be looking you know, find some sort of answers. Some of these parents with their kids being bullied because of their, maybe they were adopted or maybe they were from a divorced family. It touches those sides also, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And, you know, young people in particular, when they are in a broken family like that, they often take on the responsibility of that divorce on their own shoulders, which, of course, is not true, but they don't know any different, and they really believe that their parents wouldn't have gotten divorced if they hadn't done this or hadn't acted
right,
a certain way or whatever.
I knew the time would fly by with you, Carrie. Give me that site again one more time before we run out of time.
Second Act Mastery, and the word second is spelled out.
Great. Carrie Lewis. Again, grief and recovery, huge topic. Thanks so much, Kerry. Hold on. We'll be right back, everybody, with the Sports Doctors In segment. Hey, podiatrist, is your EMR system slowing you down? Upgrade to Populate, the artificial intelligence-powered electronic medical records for podiatry practices. With an easy-to-use interface and simple workflows, you'll spend 40% less time in your EMR while collecting 10% more. Switching to Populate is simple with their top-tier support. Visit PopulateEMR.com today. Start enjoying medicine again. PopulateEMR.com.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
back. It is the Sports Doctors In segment, where we preview some upcoming topics and guests, add a little sports Dr. Bob wisdom, answer a few emails. Listening to that commercial, you know, with my original. We have a new website, almost the same. Again, you can check it out, thesportsdoctorradio.com. thesportsdoctorradio.com. Again, we have thousands of followers on Facebook, on Instagram, on LinkedIn, and the other platforms. And again, a lot of action on X, the old Twitter, at SportsDoc, D-O-C, radio. We have some upcoming guests that we missed with that interruption in the show last week. Again, from Israel, we're looking for Dr. Cher Efrat, the co-founder of Aviv Clinics and their work with hyperbaric oxygen, brain trauma, concussion concerns. And my teammate with the National Fitness Hall of Fame, Bill Crawford, longtime trainer of champions out in the Arizona area, and a recent recipient of the National Fitness Hall of Fame Lifetime Achievement Award. So we're really looking forward to Bill returning to the show. Some of Dr. Bob's wisdom, I wanted to mention, again, the two exercise areas we want you to include. Whether you're a sports parent, whatever your son or daughter, whatever their sport is, whatever their age is, whatever their level is, or it's you, whether you're a weekend warrior, whether you're a serious athlete in one sport or another, and I write about it in my book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, these two exercise areas are number one, work balance. All sorts of ways to work on enhancing balance, standing on one foot, standing on tilt boards. We used to have great athletes balancing on mini trams. One of my great favorite pieces of equipment, the sand dune stepper, which simulates sand. Think of walking, running, bouncing on the beach. Such challenging areas, work, balance. And the other one is strengthen your feet and ankles. Pay attention to including strengthening the feet and ankles. The ankles are the number one area that are injured, and often there's not attention paid unless there's a problem or post-injury. We want to prevent problems. Whether we're looking to enhance quickness, jumping ability, changing the direction, stability, strengthen those feet and ankles, work balance. And I'm especially throwing this out to all our pickleball players, which is the fastest growing sport in the country, the sport of pickleball. It's a great story. I wrote an article in 2021 on Lower Extremity Review that pickleball was physical. This was before medicine and most of the world of fitness knew how to spell the word pickleball. And it's become incredibly popular, especially with the seniors jumping in, many of them not being ready for a sport that involves changing direction, running, stopping, movement. Again, strengthen those feet and ankles, work balance. We got a few emails here. Terry says, I'm a runner, I'm 45 years old. I've had a diagnosis of retrocalcaneal bursitis. Burses are fluid sacs to reduce friction at the attachment of tendons to the bone. A prominent one is right behind the Achilles tendon that attaches to the heel. And when that burst is inflamed because of pressure, stress, irritation, we can get that bursitis or inflammation. And you want to make sure that you're in the right shoe, Terry, for your foot mechanics. You want to make sure that you're doing proper strengthening exercises to try to prevent problems. You also want to make sure that you're following some intelligent rest. We've used orthotics incredibly successfully over the decades when these problems are ongoing or recurrent. So include podiatry, pay attention to those areas we talked about, intelligent rest, back off a little bit, make sure your diagnosis is proper,
and that you're in the right shoes and look at orthotics. Ellen says, my 12-year-old daughter is a serious figure skater. She's been doing double jumps over this past 6 months to a year. She got these bumps on the inside of her arches. You know, there's a particular bone called the stabilizer where we might have that excessive bone in that area right below the inside ankle bone. When there's excessive motion, that area can get irritated, especially because there's a tendon, the posterior tibial tendon, runs right down underneath that area into the arch and attaches in four or five different areas. So you want to make sure that, number one, the boot fitter punches out that area where that bump is. And you want to include podiatry. Again, I've done orthotics, used orthotics for this particular problem for decades because of that excessive collapse of that pronated or hyperpronated foot, causing, you know, rubbing in that particular area. Frank says, my 14-year-old daughter is a serious volleyball player. She's on a traveling team. She's dealt with jumper's knee on and off, gosh, two or three different seasons. You know, Frank, pay attention to her foot mechanics. Over the years, and I've worked with Olympic levels on down in the world of volleyball, incorporating orthotics because of knee problems, particularly in females, 14 years old, having gone through puberty, widening of the hips, a different angle called the Q angle at the attachment of the area of the patella tendon down to the knee and the long bone, the femur. And we've had great success with something, and this is often missed, Frank. If your daughter's feet don't hurt, then this type of attention many times is lacking. All sorts of attention to her knees and not enough to her feet, foot mechanics. Does she have high arches? Does she have hyperpronated feet? This is the common denominator quite often. Excessive pronation, area down to the foot. So you want to be able to including that. It was great. I want to thank our guests, Kerry Lewis, Christine Blanchet. Again, we will be catching everybody next month. It is the Sports Doctor, everybody. Thank you.